You would, I don't know what you'd call iced potato at home, because I wasn't controlling home garden, but we used to have them in there. Then they'd have strawberries, and they'd have snap beans, and butter beans, and you'd have running snap beans, and winch snap beans, and running butter beans, and snap, and then they have a little, they call it a little green bean, it makes butter beans on the ground. I call it butter beans. We always plant these old calico ones. That's the kind I like.
What are calico? Butter beans?
Oh, yeah, colored butter beans.
They're the speckly looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those. I have never eaten any.
I like them.
Are butter beans and lima beans the same thing?
Well, they might say, I reckon they are the same thing. Then they have a navy bean, you know, a little thing, and they have all kind of peas. You can get a dozen different kind of peas, crowd of peas, and then they get a purple hull speckled pea, and you get a purple hull lady pea. You know. Have little lady peas, and then they have these black-eyed peas, all kind of peas like that. And they grow a few cabbage, you know, onions.
What are spring onions?
Spring onions?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just some onions you plant out there in the spring. They leave, you know, there's a multiplying onion that grow all the winter. You plant them in the fall, and they just grow right, stay right there, and grow all the winter. Be a whole bunch of them, you know.
Are spring onions and green onions the same thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, if you leave those in the ground, do they ever get real big?
No, they just keep multiplying. You might need got to take them out and pull them apart and set them out again to make them ever get into size.
I see. All right. There's something else too. Did you mention the little red vegetable?
Beets. Beets and carrots.
There's another one that you bite into and it tastes kind of hot to your tongue.
I don't fool with that. I don't know what normally eat. Radishes.
You don't like those, huh?
No, I don't. She plants white ones and red ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the more white ones get that long. You know. We got them out there in the garden that long. And that's the way you could not eat them as you peel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about the kind of vegetable that grows on a vine that's red and juicy?
Are you talking about strawberries?
No, I'm thinking about something that grows on a vine. One brand is Big Boy.
Oh, that tomatoes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. What are they called? The teeny little tomatoes.
I just don't know what you do call them. I've read it that many a time.
Do they call them cherry tomatoes?
Yeah, they call them cherry tomatoes. And some of them got a little old pear tomato, a little bit bigger than that.
It's shaped differently, though, isn't it? Has a little different taste?
Well, not too much of a difference in taste. There's some got more acid in them than others.
That'd be the according to the brand.
Yeah. Brown way to grow them.
I see. Let's see. You mentioned Irish potatoes. Then there's another kind of potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, you know.
Are yams the same thing as sweet potatoes?
Well, yeah. They have several different kind of sweet potatoes, you know. They got a centennial, and they got a Puerto Rico, and then they got a Nassau Hall, and they got we used to call them Coleman yams. It'd be they grow on and it'd be white when you first dig them, and they wouldn't cook good and soft. But after you let them stay in there a while, so keep them put up on, then they'd get to grow and or get soft, you know, and just fall out of them.
Do you like those?
Yeah, I like them fine.
Okay, let's see. There's another kind of vegetable I don't think I heard you mention, but it comes in a pod.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. All right, if something, if you have a vegetable and you leave it on the vine, and it kind of gets all, it shrinks up and gets wrinkled, you'd say, oh, that got all...
I got